You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we head down to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and we talk to Kristen Hawley, whose son is Henry, who's in the third grade. If you follow The Mark White Show Facebook, you saw a post about Henry Hawley and his concern for those in the Ukraine right now. And I was shared this story by my friend Stephanie Horton, who is with Mac Kids Tuscaloosa. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Kristen.
Thank you so much for having me. We're so excited.
What an amazing kid you have in Henry. Wow. I have a second grade daughter. Her name's Cora. And here we have a third grader who cares so much about other people that he wants to do something very special in his community.
Oh, thank you so much. It really means the world. Henry is such a special kid and an out-of-the-box thinker. And it's so fun to be his mom and be along for the ride.
Well, let's share the foundation of this effort that's coming up that Henry is leading the way for.
Sure. So Henry has always kind of had an interest in starting a business. And usually that looks like, for a little while, we were reading a novel series where the main character was a detective. And so Henry started a detective agency and brought his teacher a business card and told him that if anything ever went missing around the classroom, to please call his business. And in second grade, he was trying to recruit kids on the playground to be part of his company. He was the CEO, and he was giving out other positions. And so for a long time, he's been a little entrepreneur. And my friend Nicole was with us one weekend when Henry was trying to gather things up from our house and put them out on the front lawn for a garage sale. And I was telling him to put them away. And she said, "Kristen, why don't you take him seriously? And let him do this, let him organize something." And so we talked about the different options. We said it could be a school supply drive or a race or, you know, different charitable kind of activities. And Henry really gravitated toward the race because he felt like that was something everybody could participate in. You could run it, you could walk it, you could, it would be outside and it would be good exercise. And so he got really excited about that. And in all of these ventures, Henry has always known that he wanted to contribute the money that he would make to children. But his dad is a political science professor. And so we were talking about the Ukraine conflict one night, and Henry was putting the pieces together and realizing that there were children who had been displaced from their homes and needed, you know, he started thinking about all the things he would need if he had to leave his home on short notice. And so once he started listing, you know, food and supplies and clothing and books and all the stuff, he wanted to start researching the charities to see where we could donate money if we wanted to help those children. So we came up with the race idea, and then we decided it would benefit the Ukrainian refugee children.
And I know that your friend Nicole Carter, who you mentioned as Nicole, had a persuasive argument. She's an attorney, so thus the persuasive argument to listen to Henry. And we appreciate the post that she made, because that's what Stephanie shared with me so that I would know about this upcoming event. So we appreciate Nicole and her ability to tell you as a mom, hey, let's try to listen to what Henry's saying here.
Yes, Nicole is a great encouragement to me. So she was our babysitter from the time Henry was 5 years old to just recently. She got her law degree, and we were so excited to support her. And she has always just cheered Henry on and helped me grow as a mom. She's a more experienced mom. Her kids are a little bit older, and you need those people in your corner to say, you know, trust your kid. Maybe this isn't going to look like what it looks like for everybody else, you know.
I tell you, when you talk about Henry and being an entrepreneur, I was cut from the same cloth, because my grandmother used to make chocolate syrup, and I would sell ice cream and chocolate syrup under our grapevine in the backyard. Kids would come around, and I would scoop ice cream and put grandmother's chocolate syrup, and then I was selling popsicles and Kool-Aid and lemonade. I had a cart that I pushed around the streets of Athens in our little community, and I was the little entrepreneur too.
I love that. That's an amazing story. I think those are all wonderful, wonderful things. It's such an interesting impulse for a kid to have. I think it really says a lot about, you know, your creativity and your looking for solutions and to do good in your community, to bring people together. You know, I think that was, it's hard now coming out of the pandemic. There are a lot fewer opportunities to do something like that. And so I'm so glad to see people responding now to that kind of impulse.
And I hope that Mr. Ray at Tuscaloosa Magnet School Elementary is writing good comments about Henry, because I used to get the comments marked daydreams a lot.
Oh, Mr. Ray is fantastic. Can I just talk about Mr. Ray for a second? Because I have to tell everybody I know about him.
Absolutely.
So after Henry gave him that business card early in the semester and said, you know, I have this detective agency, let me know if anything goes missing, Mr. Ray designed a weeks-long scavenger hunt for Henry, and every time Henry would complete a challenging assignment, Henry hates to do anything having to do with handwriting, so anytime Henry would complete something like that, Mr. Ray would give him another clue for the scavenger hunt. Baby Yoda had gone missing, and there were all kinds of different avenues that Mr. Ray, clues that he left. He gave Henry suspect lists and interviewed potential suspects, and there were sightings of Baby Yoda, and finally, after a couple of weeks of motivating Henry in this way to continue his studies and his schoolwork, they found Baby Yoda in the school library with the reading specialist. So it really was heartwarming to see him respond so well to that and to have a teacher. I mean, I emailed Mr. Ray to say, like, look, you have inspired me to go above and beyond in my own job. Like, in a year when nobody would, you know, blame a teacher for feeling burned out and tired and exhausted, you know, here's Mr. Ray coming up with the most amazing creative ways to motivate his kids. And it's not just Henry. I mean, he does this across the board for all of his kids. I've watched him go to football games and know their interests, and he's really just gone above and beyond.
And I hope that Henry is able to build the long-term connection that I have with my elementary teachers, because I still have a friendship with my first grade teacher who's still living, my third grade teacher, my fourth grade teacher, as well as teachers from my middle school days and high school days. But seemed to me the elementary school teachers, they had the most impact early on in my life and stood out to me because they saw an at-risk kid who needed some encouragement. And they tended to encourage me as that type of child, and it inspired me to do what I'm doing today.
Yes, I think you're so right. I think elementary teachers are cut from special cloth, and they also have an outsized impact because they are the ones who give the kids their stories, right? They're the ones who tell the kids, you're capable, you can do this. You can either go down the road. Henry also has some, you know, we've been in some hot water, and he could have taken those situations and said, like, I'm a bad kid. I'll never get anything right. I'll never be good at handwriting. I'll never do any of this. But thanks to the encouragement of our wonderful teachers, they've told him, you know, the growth mindset. Like, you have special skills in these other ways, and you can work on those areas that you are less, you know, sophisticated at right now, but that there's that room for growth, and that you are a good kid and you are a capable kid, and just replacing that narrative is the privilege of our teachers and our youngest kids.
So we'll be with Henry in just a few minutes, but prior to that, I do again want to invite people to join Henry on Saturday morning, April the 23rd, on the Riverwalk in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's going to be a one-mile fun run walk. They will meet at the Bama Bell Docks near Hotel Indigo, run to the River Market, and run back to the docks. And more importantly, it's what this effort is going to support. And when we think about a young person, we think about a third grader who hears about what's happening over in the Ukraine and then decides that he wants to help. That right there, my friends, is a great example for all of us. It doesn't matter how young or old a person is, we can all make a difference. And if we decide to think like Henry, what can we do to this world in having a positive effect? And I believe that we can have a major effect just as one person deciding to make a difference. And that's exactly what Henry has done, right, Kristen?
Yes, no, it's been amazing. But you know what? Yes, I mean, and we are so excited to support the charitable cause, but watching what this has done for Henry has been amazing, because the second that we started to take him seriously, I watched him stand up a little straighter and his confidence bloom. And for a kid like Henry, who maybe doesn't have the easiest time in school or making friends, it's an amazing thing to watch that the adults in his life are taking him seriously and giving him credibility. So we are so excited to make this difference and show him that there is a bigger, wider world out there. There are so many ways to be in the world. There are so many different things that different people contribute. We all have our gifts, and your gift may not look like somebody else's gift, but that you have something unique and special to offer.
And Kristen, I'll tell you, it's really tough for the creative types, especially early on when it comes to schooling and how you're treated by students. But if we can just hang in there, if we can just get through it, on the other side, there are better opportunities, and people start to grow up, they mature, they regret some of the things that they say to us and do to us. And we just say, you know what? That was part of my experience. That was part of what allowed me to care about people in the way that I do. So thank you. And I forgive you.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, Henry has always had the biggest heart. I mean, truly, that's one of my favorite things about him. He cares about other people on the playground. Mr. Ray was telling me, like, Henry is always the kid to come say, like, I think person A said this to person B, and it might have hurt their feelings. And so maybe he needs to apologize for that. And Mr. Ray said, sometimes I wish somebody would do that for Henry, you know, that they would watch out for him the way that he watches out for other people.
Folks, right now we're talking to Kristen Hawley. She's a mom to Henry Hawley, who has founded this Race for Peace coming up on Saturday, April 23rd at the Riverwalk. When we come back, we're going to get to talk to Mr. Henry. He's in the third grade, and we have a special treat for him during this show. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hey, you're listening to the Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us, especially now that I have Mr. Henry Hawley on the line. He is a third grader, part of Tuscaloosa Magnet Schools Elementary. Henry Hawley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
That's good, you know.
You've had a lot of conversations with people about the Race for Peace now. Are you excited about this run walk that's coming up?
Yeah, I guess. By now, you know.
What was it, Henry, that made you want to do this, to have this fundraiser to help people?
I've had a few businesses in the past, quite a few, you know, a lot. Detective, shop, I even tried inventing iced tea popsicles and selling them. So, when I heard about the Ukraine, the Ukraine / Russia thing, I was like, no. So, now we're doing this.
I've been talking to your mom, and she has really great things to say about you, Henry. And I want to tell you, buddy, that I appreciate the fact that you have had such an entrepreneurial spirit wanting to start businesses, and now to take it a step further to want to help other people in a country so far away from ours. But you realize that they're going through something that's very difficult right now, and you wanting to help them means a lot. Do you know that?
You know, thanks for all that. I just gave you the thumbs up, you know what I mean, as if you can actually see me.
I felt it. I felt your thumbs up, Henry. I appreciate that. You know, and I give you a thumbs up, and I hope that everyone who's listening right now who can go to the run walk on April the 23rd, the Race for Peace at the Riverwalk in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, will do that. So I hope that this show, I hope what it does for you, Henry, is helps to bring more people to support the Ukrainians during this time.
And more donations.
Absolutely. And I have something very special for you, Henry. Because you are making a difference in this way, I have what's called the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. And so I am giving you the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award for founding the Race for Peace and making a difference for people around you and those in the Ukraine.
Thanks. You want to know some things at the race?
Yes, please.
Well, I know that at the halfway point, when people turn around, I'm going to have Nina and Miss Hope. I'm doing Miss Hope's our babysitter. Nina's my little sister. Be in charge of a lemonade stand.
Very nice.
At the end, we're going to give out ribbons that say you've made a difference with a couple stars on them.
Do you think that Mr. Ray, your third grade teacher, will be there?
He said he would. Kind of said she would also, my principal.
Nice. That would be pretty cool if you were able to get a lot of people from your elementary school to come to your run walk, the Race for Peace. That would be awesome.
Yeah. It would be pretty nice.
And April 23rd is a Saturday, and so people who are listening right now can make their plans to go to Tuscaloosa and be a part of this. They're going to meet at the Bama Bell Dock near Hotel Indigo. The registration is 8 a.m. again on Saturday, April 23rd, and the one-mile run walk is at 8:30 a.m. Donations are to benefit Save the Children's Ukraine Relief Fund, and thanks to Mr. Henry, this is happening on April 23rd. So again, thank you, Henry, for your decision to help other people and to try to make a difference in this world.
Well, if I'm here at the race, I'll probably be the one wearing the suit, dark blue suit, my dad's tie, do my hair all different.
I'm planning on trying to come down there myself, and I'll try to get to meet you in person and give you a Mark White Show t-shirt.
Thank you.
All right. Was your mom, Kristen, still close by?
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks, Kristen, Henry. He did a great job.
Oh, good. Thank you. You never quite know how talkative they're going to be. I have a whole new appreciation for your skill set as a podcaster and interviewer. That's really not an easy thing to do, to be eloquent on the spot.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun to me. I'm hearing Henry, and I'm hearing little Mark White, too.
Oh.
My grandparents always dressed me up. And I wore ties and suits, and I remember for school pictures, I would be the only one wearing a tie for a school picture, even in the 1980s.
That's so funny, because the funny thing is, I was like, Henry, what do you want to wear so that everyone will know that you're the guy to go to with questions on race day? Do you want, like, a referee shirt, or his favorite color is red? I said, what about a red shirt? And he looked at me serious as anything and said, Mama, I want to wear a suit. So I was like, oh, boy, here we go. I'm going suit shopping the week of Easter to try to find you.
Management, executive.
That's right. Woo. CEO. I did not know what I was getting into.
I love it. I love that. Well, he's his own person, and we appreciate that.
Sure.
And that's what we all should be, is have such a heart of kindness for other people. And I'm really impressed with Mr. Henry, and I'm glad to be able to recognize him with the Cool Kid Award, too.
Well, that is so sweet. Thank you so much for your work in the world. More than ever, we need people who are getting the good stories out there and who are elevating the voices of people who may not otherwise have a platform. So thank you so much for all the work that you do. It really means the world.
Glad to do it. And I've lived in Tuscaloosa twice in my life. First time I was a student at Alabama and a walk-on kicker in 1997. And then when I married my wife, we moved back down to Tuscaloosa as I treated utility poles for Osmos. We were doing contracts, and I was treating utility poles. I was out in the woods there all over Tuscaloosa treating poles.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, you are well-suited for your current job. I'm glad that that didn't last too long.
Me too. My hands were so rough. I love shaking hands, but they were just really rough. And people would say, Mark, how'd your hands get so rough? Well, when you go through woods and briars are poking you and you're handling shovels and all different kinds of rock breaking equipment, it wears out your hands. So my hands were very tough back then.
Well, those power crews are so, we're so grateful for them after all the big storms and the power outages that come with the spring rains, it seems like. Thank you for that work too.
Most welcome. And then I became a police officer, and so I was able to be able to eat lunch with kids and enjoy them at their school. And that was a lot of fun for me to interact with children in that way.
Yes.
Being a police officer, that was great.
Oh, yeah. No, every time I go up to the kids' schools, I think I missed my calling. This is it's so fun to be in that atmosphere where everything is still possible and the dreams are really big and they are who they are, and they're not yet self-conscious about it. So,
well, again, we want to share Saturday morning, April 23rd on the Riverwalk in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's a 1 mile fun run walk hosted by Henry. And everyone's going to meet at the Bama Bell Docks near Hotel Indigo, run to River Market, and run back to the docks. Registration begins at 8 a.m., and the race will begin at 8:30. Each participant will need to sign a waiver to participate, and the donations, all the funds, are going to Ukraine Relief Fund at Save the Children. And, Kristen, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the Mark White Show, and then also to be able to have Henry join me. That was really cool.
Yes. Well, Mark, the pleasure's been all ours. Thank you again for everything.
Absolutely. Kristen Hawley and Henry Hawley, folks, making a difference in our communities. That's what the Mark White Show is about. If this show is an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, everybody you know. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities, not only in our country, but around the world. When we come back, we'll have a brand new episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next, right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Chorus Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading If We Were Butterflies, written by Abigail Mayberry and illustrated by Lisa Voigt and Joyce Rose. And now, here's Cora White.
If We Were Butterflies, written by Abigail Mayberry, illustrated by Lisa Voigt and Joyce Rose. Have you ever seen a butterfly gliding through the sky and thought about how fun it would be if you and I could fly? I think it would be lovely to have such pretty wings. We could even ask the birds going by to teach us how to sing. We would make friends with all the ladybugs and the big fat bumblebees. Play. We could try to race the grasshoppers and the squirrels up in the trees. I bet we would never have to eat a single Brussels sprout. Instead, we would get to simply land and stick our long tongues out to drink the yummy nectar from our favorite pretty flower. It would be so super tasty. All sweet and never sour. There is so much we could do all day flying up so high. To read the rest of If We Were Butterflies, get your copy at Amazon.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in every Saturday to hear Cora's Corner right here on The Mark White Show. Again, we appreciate Henry and Kristen Hawley for joining us on the show today to share about the Race for Peace. You can support this effort by going to support.savethechildren.org/go-to/Race for Peace. The Race for Peace will take place Saturday, April 23rd at the Riverwalk in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Registration begins at 8 a.m. and the one-mile run walk begins at 8:30. And congratulations to Henry on being recognized as the Mark White Show's Cool Kid. We appreciate the brand new episode of Cora's Corner. If We Were Butterflies is written by Abigail Mayberry and illustrated by Lisa Voigt and Joyce Rose. As Cora said, you can get your copy of If We Were Butterflies on Amazon. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, please share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. When it comes to Facebook and Instagram, I want you to follow, but I also would like for you to interact. If you can comment, like, share, and listen, that would be very helpful to help generate more of an audience of listeners and also sharing the post so that more people can be recognized through The Mark White Show. I also want you to subscribe to The Mark White Show wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White
and Cora White
encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Who live and love in my hometown.